And again, all morning long, it's affordable, family-friendly summer vacation ideas. For a complete list of all the destinations we're featuring this morning, head to our social media platforms, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Follow us there. You can also reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Up next, we head to Tybee Island, Georgia. On the phone with us now is Pamela Knowles. It's our pleasure to welcome Pamela Knowles from Visit Savannah, Savannah Area Chamber of Commerce, Tybee Island, Georgia. Welcome, Pamela. How are you?
I'm good, Rodney. How are you?
I'm doing good, Pamela, but I have to admit, we're a little jealous here in Cincinnati. You're down on Tybee Island. You have the sand. You have the sun. We're a little bit jealous here in Cincinnati.
It's beautiful down here. We are just thrilled to be entering into beach season in Tybee Island.
So exactly where is Tybee Island located?
Tybee Island is actually about 20 minutes east of historic Savannah, Georgia. So we're just one of Georgia's barrier islands here, and we're just perfectly situated outside of the historic city.
Okay, and so when most people think of Georgia, I'm sure they don't typically think of a beach area.
Right. No, we are a hidden gem along the coastline here in Georgia. So a lot of our visitors to Savannah aren't aware of Tybee Island, and they're pleasantly surprised when they realize they could have a city and a beach vacation all in one.
All right. You definitely have to love that. Now, how far of a drive are we talking from Cincinnati to Tybee Island, Georgia?
It's about a 10-hour drive from Cincinnati. So we always recommend those people coming down to maybe look for an extended stay on Tybee, spend a few extra days. We have some great beachside vacation rentals and budget-friendly hotels that would just be perfect for the families of Cincinnati.
All right. Now, I understand that you guys have five popular beaches. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. So we do have five beaches, and I like to say they each have their own different personalities.
Okay.
First, we have North Beach, and that's a home to a bigger portion of our island, but it's actually a very quiet beach. It overlooks the Savannah River, so a lot of families can watch those big cargo ships come into the river. And it's also home to a lot of historic attractions that are great for our families. We have our more popular South Beach. That's going to be our busier beach down in our restaurant and shopping district. That's where our historic Tybee Island Pier is located. People can go to lunch and hear some live music. We also have in between those two beaches is Mid Beach, and that's kind of a quieter community, home to some beachfront lodging, some dining, and it actually has convenient access to everything on the island. And then my favorite is Back River Beach. It's kind of our hidden beach. It's quiet. It's perfect for families with small children because there's very gentle waves back there, and you can actually see some spectacular sunsets off the beach and watch the dolphins play in the water. And then from right off of the island is Little Tybee Island, and that Little Tybee Island is a nature preserve that's about three times the size of our main island. So that's great for people who are a little bit more adventurous. You can only get there by kayak, stand-up paddleboard, or a boat, and you can picnic out there, you can camp out there, and you really have that entire island to yourself.
Wow, look at that. Sounds great. Now, let's talk about some of the local attractions, starting with the Tybee Lighthouse and Museum. Tell us about that, if you will, Pamela.
It's actually Georgia's tallest and oldest lighthouse. It stands about 145 feet tall. And for those that are willing to go all the way to the top, it offers just unparalleled views of Tybee, 360-degree views. And you can really see a great view of the Savannah River. And that was built back in the 1730s. So very historic, great for families to learn about Tybee Island as a whole, because on that same property is our Tybee Museum. And that museum is inside of a 1899 military battery, and it showcases exhibits from the Ute tribe, Fort Screven, Tybee's golden era, and more. So there's a lot of history in that museum. And across the street, again, this is all in that North Beach area, so they're all very close together. We have our brand new Marine Science Center, and we are so proud of it. And then, like I mentioned, down in South Beach, we have that Tybee Island Pier and Pavilion, and that's where everyone comes to fish, to people watch, to listen to music. We have a really great Labor Day beach bash that's on the pavilion where people can listen to a concert. And we also have a great 4th of July fireworks out there, too.
All right. Sounds like a lot to do. Now, Tybee Island is also a popular wedding destination, is it not?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's a beach destination. Of course, it's great for weddings. We have, you know, if you want a beach wedding, it's perfect for that. We also have charming venues across the island. One and especially is the Tybee Island Wedding Chapel. People will actually recognize that from the Nicholas Sparks movie, The Last Song, with Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. Disney actually built that chapel for the movie and then gifted it to the island. So you can get married where they got married.
Oh, wow.
And it's beautifully restored. It's great for a wedding or a reception, but we have lots of options out there for brides.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. All morning long, we're talking about affordable, family-friendly vacation ideas for this summer as everyone is planning to get away. On the phone with me now is Pamela Knowles. She is with Tybee Island, Georgia. Now, let's talk about this. Now, once we get to Tybee Island, you know, we want to get some good eats. And I'm sure I would imagine that the seafood there is great. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We have some great seafood, some of the freshest in the area. We have some restaurants that you can literally watch the shrimp boats come in from your dining room chair. And it doesn't get better than that. We have Coco Sunset Grill. That's where you can watch the sunset on Lazaretto Creek, have some shrimps, have some seafood. You literally cannot come to Savannah and not eat at the Crab Shack. That's a staple here. They're known for their huge low country boils, and kids just get a kick out of their Gator Lagoon and the Crab Shack cats. They're very adorable. They run around the little restaurant. And one thing you won't find on that menu at the Crab Shack is anything fried. It's all fresh, fresh, fresh. So that's one of the places that we definitely recommend. And we also have AJ's Dockside, and that's on that Back River Beach. It's a hidden gem, and families and couples love sitting out on their dock to eat, and they watch the dolphins at sunset.
Nice, nice. Now, where should we stay when we come to Tybee Island? Where should we stay?
Well, you're not going to find any big box hotels or stores on Tybee Island. That's what we're most proud of. We're a very small coastal community. And for families, we really recommend our local vacation rental properties. You can find exactly what you're looking for based on your size of your family, your budget.
And again, in case you're just tuning in all morning long, we're featuring affordable, family-friendly vacation ideas. For more information on the show and a complete list of all the destinations we're featuring this morning, head to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Or for anything that you may have missed, you can listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. This morning, we're speaking to Pamela Knowles. She is with Tybee Island, Georgia. Now, you are located right near Savannah, Georgia. How do you explore Savannah and Tybee Island to get the most out of your stay and almost get a two-for-one experience?
Absolutely. I mean, I really believe any visitor would be remiss if they didn't take advantage of both destinations on their visit. When you need a break from the beach, or let's say we have a one-off rainy day, I would suggest coming into Savannah, and you can explore the historic homes, the restaurants, our museums, and the squares that we're known for. And my advice for parents is if you can swing it, make plans one night to have a date night in Savannah while you're on Tybee. Put the kids to bed, come into town, enjoy a five-star meal, grab a cocktail to go, and then catch a show at one of our theaters. It's a really good time.
As we wrap up here this morning, Pamela, why are vacations important for families? We're doing this show for affordable, family-friendly summer vacation ideas, but why are vacations important for families?
That's a good question. I mean, I believe that we're just so busy every day, and sometimes we miss that connection with our kids. And that can only be found when we put our screens down and experience a new adventure together. And trips like this are really gateways to make wonderful memories that they'll remember forever.
All right. All right. Well, we're out of time this morning, Pamela. If our listeners would like to find out more about Tybee Island, how can they find out more?
Absolutely. Check out visittybee.com and follow us on all the social media platforms. We're at Visit Tybee, and we're always creating new content to inspire your trip to Tybee Island, Savannah's Beach.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Pamela.
Thank you.
Sounds like a lovely place to visit.
We appreciate you.
Okay, good.
We appreciate you covering our little island down here. It's so cute, and hopefully you get to make it down here. And if you ever do, please let us know.
Okay, I definitely will. I have family in Atlanta.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's only a couple hours drive. Well, 4 hours drive, yeah. But it is the closest beach to Atlanta.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Rodney.